It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans will have their pick among two dozen candidates for president this fall. That's how many qualified for the ballot before the deadline Friday. 15 are affiliated with political parties. Colorado has some of the lowest requirements for getting on the presidential ballot in the country. All it takes is some paperwork, $1,000, and 9 signatures from supporters. Voters in some Denver suburbs will vote on recreational cannabis this fall. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Lakewood and Littleton have allowed medical marijuana sales for years, and in November, voters will decide on recreational sales, 6 years after they started statewide. Scott Embry owns medical marijuana businesses in both cities. He says recreational sales will help people with medical needs, too.
Now, the medical patient might not be that guy that has his card and going through cancer, but also those guys that don't want the card that are ladies that have arthritis.
Broomfield voters will also decide on a new tax that must pass for retail sales to be made legal. Opponents say expanding the cannabis industry will have health and environmental costs. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools website has a new tool to help it respond to the coronavirus. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine says it will help the district determine when it's safe to be in schools.
A group of local public health agencies created the online dashboard. It's based on 3 metrics: the number of COVID-19 cases in Denver County, whether cases are rising or falling, and, according to DPS Superintendent Susana Cordova, the percent of positive cases in the county.
Which distinguishes between increases in testing and increases in coronavirus transmission within our community.
Health officials created a threshold for each metric, represented by a traffic stoplight. If any indicators are red, DPS will work with health officials to decide if students should return to remote learning. Right now, students are in remote learning until mid-October. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado State Fair ends today in Pueblo. The event saw big changes this year to comply with health restrictions that included closing off events to the public and opening a drive-through for traditional fair food. Today, the fair will live stream a horse show and announce the winners of a virtual butterfly hunt. Pueblo and the Front Range have highs today in the 90s, then it's much colder tomorrow. This is CPR News.